This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
No, Bregman takes some wind out of the sails, but the Tigers will still play baseball this season regardless, and there's plenty of things to look forward to. It's the seventh inning stretch.
All right, big question right now is rotation. They've got so many different choices to make. Who breaks camp as the starting five?
Well, breaking news, Tarek Skubal will be your ace. Jack Flaherty will be number two. All right, again, awesome. Breaking news, Reese Olson, number three. The question is really going to be four and five, and I do think that there will be a measure of pitching chaos throughout the course of the season, and it's going to be a matter of managing innings for the next two guys and managing when and who they face. But the number four pitcher is going to be Jackson Jobe. I think he starts the season. I don't know if we see him ever get past the fifth inning. But and that's why I say pitching chaos, because it'll be basically a, you know, three innings some days, four, five innings. I don't know that we'll ever see him get past the fifth. And then your fifth starter, Kenta Maeda. They're gonna go back to him as a starter. I don't know if it works, but it could be he's just there. He's gonna only see the lineup once, and then you have chaos.
So no Mize or Montero?
No. No, you could make an argument for Montero. But Mize, no, you're not going to see him. I don't even think he's on the roster.
Really? I think he will be in the starting five. Now, here's the thing, though. It's going to be musical chairs. As we learned last year, injuries happen, chaos ensues. At the end of the year, it could look very different. But I think it'll be Skubal, Flaherty, Olson, Mize, and Maeda to start. I didn't have Jobe.
So, Jobe, you think that's more of a, we're not going to bring him up because we don't want to have, they're going to do the whole contract.
I didn't say he won't be here.
All right. Quickly, I think one of the biggest keys for the Tigers this year is actually Reese Olson. And I don't know if he's a two or a three. If he becomes a two, this team is going to make the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, and I think the other thing, too, just with this, we'll get to it in a second, but Jackson Jobe, I'm not so sure, John. So what do you think his role is going to be? You've kind of already said it.
I said a starter.
Yeah, I think the bullpen, because he hasn't thrown 100 innings in a season. So I'm not sure how much work they want to put on his plate. I mean, if
you're going to start at some point.
Okay, so let's say he starts the year and he goes five innings a pop. He's done in August? You see, that doesn't really work for this team then, right? Like,
I understand that, but I do think that they manage his innings.
Skip some starts. Okay.
Yeah, instead of just every five games, it might be, you know, hey, there's times where they pitch five.
One week chaos.
Maybe.
I think there's going to be a large measure of that, because this worked. It's not going to work for 162, but it will be a part of the strategy going into the season.
See, I had thought they'd start him in the pen and work him up into a starter for the second half of the season, where he could be hitting his stride. But either scenario to me is in play.
So is that Montero then? That who else did you have? I had Mize. See, yeah. I think Mize starts in Toledo.
Well, look, if any of these guys struggle in the spring, it'll be like Manning last year. They just won't make the rotation.
Yeah, I think Mize is in the rotation unless he bombs a spring. I do think he's going to be the five, and I actually agree.
Last chance for him.
I actually think Maeda is going to be the four, and I think Job's starting in Toledo.
Oh, wow.
Because they can bring him up when either number four or five fails, or you got Cobb working in here, too, eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
He's not going to be ready for opening day, shocker. What does a full year of Parker Meadows and Kerry Carpenter look like?
For Parker Meadows, I think he does actually pick up where he left off, and the disappointing thing about the whole Bregman thing is that we don't know who's going to be behind him. And against right-handed pitchers, sure, you've got Kerry Carpenter in there. He's just going to be limited because he's not going to be an everyday DH, which is what I think Kerry Carpenter is. And you got to have that power. You got to have that bat. They also have to make sure that he makes it through an entire season healthy. And do you want to risk him as an outfielder? Know that he could get hurt at some point. So, hey, his value, Kerry Carpenter, is the bat. He's going to be exclusively their designated hitter. But Parker Meadows, I think I look at him as a guy that could get 15, 16 home runs, but it's really going to be his ability to get on base and steal bases.
Look, without Bregman or a replacement for that bat, you're going to lean more on both these guys who didn't play a lot last year. Parker Meadows played 82 games. Kerry Carpenter played 87. So the argument is a full season out of both these guys will help juice the offense. Parker Meadows, by the way, they were 54-28 when he played.
Right.
It's 108 win pace when Parker Meadows was in the lineup.
I love him.
He's very toolsy. This could be a big year for him.
They were limited for different reasons. Parker Meadows was sent to Toledo to fix things. He fixed it. And Kerry Carpenter was hurt.
Yeah.
I think a key thing for Meadows is playing a full season, can he stay healthy? Because he's such a good outfielder, he makes himself vulnerable. And I think one of the other keys, like I said with Olson, can Parker Meadows handle leadoff against lefties?
I think it's a huge question.
He couldn't last year. But as he played better last year, late in the year, and in those playoff games against a lefty against Cleveland, remember they bumped him up to seven?
Yeah.
So, but I think if he could be the leadoff guy virtually every day and do it 140 games, wow.
If Carpenter is healthy, just real quick.
Yeah.
What's the over, Mr. Cash the Ticket guy, what's the over under on how many home runs you expect him to be at?
I mean, he should be north of 30, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would go under.
Ooh.
If he's for a whole season? How many did he hit last
because
year?
Because I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to be platoon quite a bit with Malloy.
But
they think highly of Malloy.
I know, but most pitchers are right-handed. So he'll be in there more than not. More than not. And last year he hit, I guess he only had 18 last year. But if he plays the whole season, he could be right around 30.
He played half the season.
Yeah.
All right. Is the infield defense, right side specifically, going to be a problem?
I am very curious to see how this transition goes. Keith was not a good defensive second baseman a year ago, and Gleyber Torres led all second basemen in errors committed. In fact, Keith and Torres were 1-2 in errors committed at second base. I think it's a sneaky, important storyline. They don't really have any plus defenders on the infield. I guess shortstop, they're all right.
Yeah, Gleyber Torres, to me, that's going to be the bigger risk because, you know, whether it's turning double plays at second base, it's trying to get to some of those, you know, balls that are hit to left or right of him, he struggles with. But they promised him that, you know, if you sign in Detroit, we're going to make you a second baseman. Cole Keith, I'm fairly confident he's a good athlete, and I think he's going to make that transition well. I think he'll be a plus infielder at first base.
And one of the keys for him is how good is he going to be at scooping balls early in the year, because balls from the other far side of the field, third base, is he going to be able to do it?
Well, and the other question,
you can't just do that overnight.
Well, and the other thing for Keith is too, by the way.
Yeah, but he's also got third base in his background. So he knows, I mean, you know, he's got a decent glove. I think being able to scoop at first base is something that will happen for him.
Look, I have no doubt he's got a great work ethic. I loved what he thought once they added Torres. Hey, I'll play anywhere. I love that attitude. He also needs to get better at the plate. You can't be a first baseman with an OPS under 700. So as he focuses on defense in the transition, he also has to give him more oomph at the plate.
Me and you last year, we point of contention with Colt Keith back and forth. He's got to be consistent.
Yeah.
He was way too wishy-washy, which is fine for a young player.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, how much Javi Baez do we have to endure?
Too much. He'll be on the roster. He'll play.
He will, and he will play. And if it's once, it's too much.
Who's a surprise bat this year? Tork? Chase Young? Somebody else?
I actually think it's going to be Chase Young. I like his, you know, I'm kind of in between Chase Young and Trey Sweeney. And I know nobody's going to really say Trey Sweeney, but I think his ability to get on base, I like their mentality at the plate. They're a little bit more aggressive, but I think Chase Young is going to be the biggest conversation piece about the improvement he makes from last year to this year.
Yeah, Chase Young flashed. I don't know about him in the field, but his bat has always been the thing that people get excited about. He had good plate discipline. I think there's power in that bat. I just worry, like, can he play third? And he's yet another lefty on a team that already has a ton of left-handed bats.
Mine's Malloy. I think he's going to play a significant role right-handed DH.
Yep.
Finally, are the Detroit Tigers division favorites?
No. I mean, I wish they were if they had been able to add another bat, and they might still be able to do that. But I think they're going to be chasing Cleveland.
Yeah, they're in the mix, but they're not the favorite. Bregman would have made them the favorite, or another right-handed bat,
yeah.
Ideally someone who could also play third base.
TBD.
They're not the favorites because as we went through this, although we have more confidence than last year, way too many question marks. Yeah. You can't be the favorite when you have so many question marks.
Not at this
point. I still like Cleveland. They got the best closer in baseball. As long as he hasn't been shaken for good, that's a little storyline to watch this year. Does the postseason carry over to this year? But I think Cleveland's a favorite.
And it's, by the way, it's not a two-horse race.
Minnesota.
Right.
Minnesota and Kansas City are going to be in this thing. That is your seventh inning stretch. It's 97-1.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.